Today is Friday, July 31st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. There was a little bit of drama. My mom, and, you know, when I say there was a little bit of drama and then, you know, say my mom or my dad or my, you know, whatever, it's always a little bit like, oh, it's going to be another, you know, political thing or, you know, another homophobe thing or, you know, something like that. But it's not actually, it's when they want to buy anything technical for the grandkids or for, you know, anyone else, or even when they want something technical, they call me and they say, you know, what do you recommend? What do you want to do? And then a lot of times if it's something that needs to be bought from Amazon, because I have an Amazon Prime account, you know, they'll be like, hey, why don't you order it and then we'll pay you back or whatever. And so they called me a couple of days ago and they said, hey, we're wanting to buy a tablet for Mateo. He's my brother's stepson. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He's like 7 or 8 years old. And all of his sisters have tablets. His, you know, his cousins have tablets, et cetera, et cetera. And he doesn't have a tablet. So, you know, they're all running around watching YouTube or whatever they do on their tablets. And he doesn't have one. So, you know, they're like, but my parents don't want to spend a butt ton of money, you know. And I am not a one percenter, no matter what anybody wants to say, Bear and Frosty. But I think it's worth it to pay money for a good product. And the fact of the matter is, they were like, well, what do you suggest? Well, I said, you know what? The number one tablet is an iPad. It just is. I mean, I'm an Android like, I love Android phones. I don't buy iPhones. You won't care. Like, when I buy computers, I buy Windows computers. I don't do Mac. For work, I do, because that's what they provide for us. But, you know, I mean, for the most part, I'm a Windows Android person. That's just what I am. And it's fine. Like, people who like Mac, you know, more power to you. It's fine. But I feel like a lot of their stuff is overpriced, and so I don't usually get it. But for tablets, Google really is not devoting a lot of energy to tablets. iPad has won, and I just really think that iPad is the best choice. However, iPads are expensive, you know, especially when you're buying a present for my my 8-year-old, we'll say for the sake of argument, nephew. And so I said, what do his sisters have? And what do his cousins? They're like, well, they have iPad, but you know, it's hard for me to know because my parents are old. And so iPad is kind of like Kleenex now to a lot of people. So when you say tablet, people just say iPad, and it may not be an iPad, but they just say it because that's how ubiquitous iPads are. And I said, well, if they've all got iPads and, you know, you really want him a good tablet, I would suggest getting him an iPad mini because he's, you know, he's got smaller hands. He doesn't need a full size iPad. And I, you know, but they're like $400. So they didn't want to do that. That was too much money. So they said, well, what if we got him? Well, my mom has this cheap. I mean, it's an Android tablet you could have bought at Walgreens or something. I like one of those throwaway Android tablets that you can get. I mean, ridiculous. I don't even know how she uses it because it's probably super slow, but apparently all she does on it is color. She has one of those coloring apps where I don't even see the joy in those, because the one she's got, it's literally like color by numbers where you tap on the color and then you tap in the little space and it fills it in for you. You don't even have to like do any shading or anything. You just tap in the space. Maybe it's relaxing. I don't know. Anyway, all of that being said, I said, you know what? If you're going to get if you really want to be cheap and you want to get an, because you're going to get an Android tablet if you want to be cheap, I'm like, I would suggest getting the Amazon Fire HD because I think the UI is a little bit nicer because Amazon has really redesigned the UI to be tablet specific. And you have the Amazon store, so you can buy stuff through that. And I just think, you know, it would be better. So I order it, and I don't think anything about it. They're like, yeah, that's fine. So I order it, and it said 2-day shipping, and I didn't think anything about it. So my mom texted me today, and apparently Mateo's birthday is today, but, you know, I think they're having a party tomorrow or something. She's like, hey, can you tell me when they should expect the tablet? And I looked back at my email, and I have 2-day delivery. I just assumed when I ordered this, it was late at night. I was probably laying in bed about half asleep. And I assumed it was going to be 2 days because it said 2-day shipping. But then in fine print underneath that, it said, oh, this shipment is delayed. And the date is August 13th. It was the biggest bit of drama because I literally, so I called mom. I'm like, I'm so sorry. You know, I thought it was going to be 2-day, but it says August 13th. And so then I did some searching around and Best Buy could get it there by like Tuesday, the same exact thing. And I'm like, Amazon can't get you something that they make, but Best Buy can. Like, I don't really understand that. So I did some more searching on Amazon and I found one sold by Amazon that could get there by Thursday of next week. So it's still not, but it's like it's the 6th or the 7th, something like that, instead of the 13th. So I went in and canceled. It was just drama because I went in and canceled the one order. And I'm not even sure if it was cancelable because it said, we'll try and we'll let you know. So now my brother may get 2 tablets. I don't know. They're not that expensive and they could give one of them to me and I could just put like my soundboard on it or something. But, or I could send it back to Amazon. I'm sure, you know, they would take a return. But it's going to be a pain in the butt if we have to do that. So I'm not really sure what happened because this other one, I think it was a different color or something. So maybe they were out of stock of a particular color. I don't even know. It was really weird. So hopefully, I mean, he's not going to have it on his birthday, but hopefully, you know, and also hopefully I made a good decision because I'm still a little bit, you know, concerned about the Amazon or no, about the Android side of things because I don't know, you know, Android is more complicated. And, but kids are pretty good at technology. So I think it'll be okay. The only other issue is, and I think they pretty much only use these to watch YouTube. And I hope YouTube is on it because I know for a while Google and Amazon were fighting with each other. I didn't even think about that, but I surely you can get YouTube on it. I should have looked that up because I know they're going to want to watch YouTube for sure. But anyway, so I mean, at the very least, they could go to the browser and go to YouTube.com. But anyway, hopefully there's a YouTube app on there because that would be a better experience. But I've never had personally. Again, I haven't had an Android tablet. So hopefully he likes it. He's 7, 8. I don't know. One of those two ages. I'm sure he'll like whatever it is that they give to him. Hopefully. So yeah, that was my drama today. Work was super busy, crazy busy. I don't even want to go into details because it's hard to describe, but my boss is, I don't even know what to say about this. I think I'm going to save this and talk about it on Mix Minus because it's just a lot to go into. But there's some changes afoot, perhaps, and I'm not sure what to do. I'm really not sure what to do, but it'd be good to bring up on Mix Minus because Daniel can give me his opinion and tell me what I should do. And once again, I'm going to have a busy weekend. Nothing happened last night, as per usual. We watched More Alone. And we watched so many animals being skinned and various things. This woman got bit by a squirrel. It was kind of funny. But I was thinking, oh no, she's going to have to go home because she's going to get like sepsis or gangrene or something. Because, you know those squirrels have bacteria in their teeth. And so this squirrel bites her. And it bit down hard. I was like, you go, squirrel, because she was trying to kill it, you know. But we watched more of that, and I had the tikka masala / butter chicken that I had made. We had that with rice for dinner. We haven't eaten fast food all week. I'm so proud of myself. I really want some. But tomorrow's my weigh-in day. I want to see if I... Oh, my God. I don't even want to say how much I weighed last week when I weighed, but it was horrible. It was the most I've ever weighed. I'm ashamed. I'm so ashamed of this weight. And after I was told that I really do have a dad bod by Nicholas on the Zoom cocktail hour last Saturday, my feelings were just... my earth was shattered. I mean, I know I do, but hearing it from someone else, I mean, I really... Like, I just didn't want to hear it from someone else. So I have my weigh-in tomorrow, so I need to eat. I need to, you know, stick with this no fast food tonight. And I think I'm going to make this fried rice recipe that I've got to make for my other podcast. So we will see about that. But so we just ate, did P90X, watched Alone. That was about it last night. But and then today, just really busy, a lot of meetings for work. I had a demo that I had to do, so I had to present. I had an escalation meeting with one of my team members, so I had to, like, you know, it's one of those things where you're the person who's trying to do the work can't get something done because some other team, they're being buttholes. So I have to, because I'm the product owner, I have to, like, schedule a meeting and try to, you know, of course, being very friendly and very work appropriate, I have to, you know, try to move things along. So I had one of those meetings this afternoon. That was fun. And then they had a town hall to explain to us why they laid off a bunch of people this week. But luckily, it wasn't really in technology. So nobody was affected that I know. But we had one of those meetings where, you know, they try to spin things as positively as they can. So yeah, this weekend I'm going to record like 500 podcasts and try to see my parents, and that's going to be about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.